Still getting the cows.
Shaf Reish Ayin Aleph of Zion. The Rama says, Yesh Nogin Lahavak Erev Shabbos Kodem Mincha. So in Shul, we were talking about lighting Hanukkah candles in Shul. So the Rama said, there are some who on Friday night, they have the minhag instead of lighting Hanukkah candles after Mincha and Shul, they light before Mincha and Shul. This is what the Marshal says to do, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Darkei Moshe, who says that ain't on a Nogin Kain. Rather, even on Erev Shabbos, we light in Shul between Mincha and Maariv while everyone is gathering, because there's more Pursumei Nisa. If you light before Mincha, nobody's there, there's no Pursumei Nisa. But if people are coming late to Shul on Friday, Chas Shalom, people didn't, or maybe they davened at the early Mincha. They davened at the early Mincha, so they're coming late to Shul on Friday night, and therefore, by the time you get a minyan for Mincha, it's already going to be Shabbos. You're not going to be able to light candles. It's going to cause you to be over in Aveira. So then you shouldn't wait. Rather, you should light before Mincha instead, because they're still presuming Nisa, because when the people come, they will see the candles. So that should be considered enough of a presume Nisa. The Rama continues, if they want to rush to get into Maariv, so as long as the person who makes the bracha lights one candle, Yachol, then the shliach tzibur could start Maariv, and someone else will finish off the candles. How that guy is davening Maariv, I'm not sure, but that is what the halacha is. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is true at home. If someone's lighting candles and they're in a rush to get somewhere for whatever reason, they can just light one candle and have someone else light the rest of the candles, and that will be okay. Siv Ches. If you have a courtyard which has two entrances on two different sides, you have to light Hanukkah candles at both entrances, because people are going to see that you have an entrance that doesn't have Hanukkah candles there, and they're going to think, oh, you're not violating bear, you're not being the kind of mitzvah of Hanukkah candles. But if both entrances are on one side, so then you don't need to light at both of them, because people could see both and they'll know that at least you lit at one of them, so that's okay. And says the Mishnah Berurah, based on this halacha, even if all the houses in the courtyard belong to one person, or if there's only one house in the chatzer, still you need to light at every entrance of the courtyard, because not everybody sees that someone lit at one of the other entrances. However, this is only true if you have two entrances. But if you have an entrance on one side and a window on the other side, or you have two windows on two sides of your house, so then it's no chashad, because everyone knows that you probably lit in the other window. It's only when you have two entrances to the chatzers that it is going to be a problem, and therefore, even if you have multiple windows, you don't have to light in all the different places. What happens if people aren't staying in the house that night? Do you have to go home? You're not sleeping at home. You're sleeping in someone else's house. So do you have to go home to light Hanukkah candles in your house? Do you have to have someone else light Hanukkah candles at your house? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you're not chayiv to light in your house because of chashad if you're staying somewhere else. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky says in the name of Chazon Ish that if you're going to your in-laws, why he chooses your in-laws, I'm not sure. But if you're going to your in-laws for Shabbos, okay, fine. If you're going to your in-laws for Shabbos, then you need to ask someone else to light Hanukkah candles at your house so that people aren't concerned that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Whereas the Berlacha sounds not like that, but that's what the Chazon Ish says. However, if you close the Trisim, so you close all the blinds and the lights are all off and it's clear that nobody's home, then even the Chazon Ish will be lenient. So when people go away for Shabbos, they like to leave a light on so that the Kanavim don't know that nobody's home, because nobody can figure out. But if you close the blinds and you shut the lights, so then it might allow the Ganavim to come, but at least it will prevent you from having any chashad that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Hanukkah.